This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, guess what, Kevin?
Hey, what?
Bet Online.
Uh-huh.
That's right, I said it. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in UFC and MMA and boxing.
That's right. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played.
As if you aren't distracted by your kids enough, every pitch of every inning, you could distract yourself further by holding up one finger and betting on live spreads. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Unwind with one of our over 150 slots games. You don't get to pull a lever, but you still get the satisfaction.
Well, you don't get to pull a lever when you go to Vegas anymore either.
No, it's true. Let's not get down that rabbit hole, because I think if you go to downtown Vegas, you can pull a slot,
old Vegas.
But you might pull, you know.
If you want a butt hanging out of your mouth with the ash and 2 inches long, pulling a lever, you go for it.
You
can just do Bet Online.
Yeah.
So head to the website today and get in on the action. Use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
That's right. Thanks to Bet Online, the game starts here. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hey, everybody. My name is Kevin, and I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, we're going to learn about Evan and the Chocolate Factory.
And Kevin, I don't know. I still disagree with this. Is somehow faulted for celebrating his inner child?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Before we get started, though, we want to remind you guys that we are going on tour.
That's right.
The Dumb Dads are going on tour August 5th, August 6th, and August 7th. We are going to Chicago on August 5th. We are going to St. Louis on August 6th. And we are going to Nashville on August 7th. We are going to City Winery. You can check out the link in the show notes for this podcast or any of the links in our bio for information. We would love to expand this to a bigger tour. We would love to go to more cities. This is where we are now. So if you know anybody in Chicago, St. Louis, Nashville, let them know. Send them information about this show.
Buy them tickets.
Buy them tickets as a gift.
It'll be fun.
We're very excited.
Trust us when we say this. We're working very hard on this show. We're so excited to share what a live show means to us with you. So please come out and watch us. It's going to be a hell of a time.
Come check it out. Cheers, bud.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers to you, dummy.
Happy summer to you.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. To you as well, my friend.
Summer's not that long.
It's already been 100 days of it, is what it feels like to me.
Summer.
Here we go.
Here's the thing about summer.
Cue the music.
Cue the music. Summer.
A poem by Kim.
I don't know. What do we have the rights to? hold on. I'm getting the list now. Nothing. Got it. Great. No, summer has been, it's definitely been a challenge.
it's presented itself of opportunities for me to grow as a parent.
Uh-huh. I'm learning a lot of my mistakes where I need growth, for sure. But, you know, I made a post about it the other day about tips of things to get through the summer. And it really was this.
Yeah.
I was organizing our garage because spring cleaning is best to do it at the end of June.
Yeah, when it's hot.
Mm-hmm. It was 90, like, 7 that day. I decided to do it.
We've already peaked a couple days in LA. Yeah, I know. Oh, we're going to do this again this summer? Complain about the weather?
Yes.
It was 104 here, 3 days ago. So everyone can relax in their 75 and sunny skies weather.
So we, and then I found a splash pad and I was like, oh yeah. I get the splash pad out. It's just forgot it existed. Oh, yeah. You forgot it existed. The kids were like, oh, yes, I want to do that. And then
you pull it out of a bin like your Letterman jacket. Oh, wow.
Flew out. I was like, hey, what did you eat? And it was like, you don't want to know. They played in it for
10 minutes. Did you get 10 minutes?
Something like that.
Yeah. 10 minutes.
A very short amount of time. But it worked out for me. This is a happy ending. This isn't a rant. It was a happy ending because at the around the time where I was like, they're going to probably lose interest, I remember we had the water balloons.
Now, were they also like crunchy? They're from last year. They made it through the winter, but the rubber just isn't as good anymore. So then you thought, oh yeah, I have to go buy more now.
The water balloons?
Yeah.
No, I was clever. Don't store your water balloons in a garage that doesn't have good ventilation. No, those were in-house.
They will not fill with water.
Those were in-house. They were fine. They were just, they just shatter like stained glass.
Stained glass. Known to be very weak.
Yeah. No, but then the water balloons bought us more time, which is great because the amount of time they played with the splash pad and the balloons is about the same amount of time I spent picking up little pieces of balloon.
Yeah. Oh.
So it was everybody
You got some good time out of it.
Everybody got some outside time.
I imagine when you pulled the splash pad out of the garage, you're thinking like, here I'm going to sleep last night stressed because I didn't have a plan for today, but I just found the plan for today.
That's what parenting
10 is. 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes out of it.
But that's all you need as a parent. Because you know what? It was only 10 minutes, which is frustrating to you, but to the kids, gosh, dad comes up with the best ideas.
It's not bad.
I just found it.
You'll take that. Yeah, it's a checkbox and one little column.
It's one of those. It's one of those. It's not a lie. It's an omission you do with your children. You just go, hey, guys. Anybody want to play with a splash pad? I don't go, hey, guys, guess what? I had no idea what to do with you. You guys were kind of playing by yourself really well, and I was using that time to organize. Look what I found. We're going to use this as an opportunity.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Just omit the truth.
Just omit it.
Take the wins.
Yeah, speaking of summer has feel like it's been a whole summer already. I was telling my wife today, we went to get pizza with some friends, and today, like, We traveled home to see my mom and dad. It was nice. We had spent some time there. But like, they've just been in summer long enough to where they're starting to like bicker a little bit because they're like just around each other a lot and it's been hot, so they don't go outside a ton.
Yeah.
And I even tried to like make them go outside this morning. Brings me back to like COVID summer where it was like, we need to get out of the house and do something now at 8 o'clock in the morning. We're going outside.
Sunburn, you will be out there.
Yeah, because then by the time he came back at noon, it was like, okay. We did something outside.
Yeah, you got to get that early.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere, and it was 100 degrees, and you're inside just trapped, is what it felt like a lot of the time. And that's what felt like today was like I tried to just go. They did. We went outside this morning, and they found a dragonfly that just didn't make it in the heat.
Okay.
But it was like the whole shell of it. So that was kind of cool. My son went and grabbed it. We were like studying it. It was like this whole dragonfly, and then
it has an exoskeleton.
Yeah, it did too, because the thing was hollow. I mean, whatever little mites or whatever around, it made use of its insides when it perished, and the thing was like hollow thing. And then we were studying it, looking at it. I was like, look at the texture of its wings; it's so cool. And then the head fell off, and then that was a thing for a little while. But it's like that was 30 minutes, man. They're complaining about going inside because they were like too hot and bored out there. It was like 9:15 and 70 out. I was like, listen, you guys, it's going to be so much hotter later. Just hang out, get the chalk, draw a picture. I don't care. Like something. And by the end of the day today, we're on the way to pizza with our friends. And I'm just looking over at my wife in their front seat and I go, I cannot wait for camp. I am so excited about camp.
Oh, for them to go to camp, yeah.
For them to just go, like, go somewhere.
I mean, it's safe to say you did something today, but it couldn't sound less like a plan than we stared at a insect corpse.
I made them go with me to get, when I got a haircut today, I was like, you guys are coming with me.
Looks great, by the way. Like, I totally noticed.
Yeah. But I appreciate it.
No, I'm sorry. Everybody, go over to the YouTube. We're going to watch full episode of this podcast and...
and take a look at the fade.
Look at that fade.
But I'm not, you know, I'm not gonna dump that on my wife. So I was like, we're just going to do something. I'm taking you somewhere. We're going to come with me. Get a book. You know, but they
get a book.
Bring books. And for the first 15 minutes of the appointment, great. No notes. They were quietly reading over there. It's music going. A few guys getting their haircut. It was in a barbershop. It was nice.
Oh, it was good. You were in a barbershop. I wasn't sure if it was a Starbucks garage.
Starbucks.
Yeah. Paint the picture.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I mean, everybody else sets up their business.
My drink has a hair in it. Well, that's gonna happen here. That's gonna happen at this location.
There was a guy. I saw a guy at McDonald's. It was like had like the laptop on a stand with a mouse and his keyboard out and everything. It was just like, man, hard times out here for business people working, like setting up their whole business in a McDonald's or a Starbucks or whatever.
Got good Wi-Fi.
Let's just use a laptop. I mean, the computers. They put the keyboard on it.
That doesn't come out.
You don't need to disassemble it and work outside. Whatever. That's a different tangent.
Yeah, it is.
So you can tell I'm losing it already.
Yeah,
it's completely gone.
We need to get
into summer.
Splash pad and some balloons.
I'd be happy as a clam tomorrow. Yeah. Excited for camp. What an opportunity for them to not be at home and have somebody else.
They're starting next week.
I think the week of the 8th.
Okay.
So we still got a little bit of time.
Yeah. You got to get through the 4th of July weekend. Yeah.
I already made a plan tomorrow. I was like, get up, get outside. We'll have breakfast outside, whatever. Just try to make them stay outside as long as possible. Because I was like, listen, you're going to be able to watch your iPad or whatever today. Trust me. But you're going to want to do that when it's like 100 degrees
outside. I feel like that's what most us words. I feel like that's what most of us parents say.
Yeah.
All summer long. You're going to have plenty of time to watch your iPad. Can you just trust me and go outside? I feel like we say it every day. I know. It's going to be like 97 degrees. I know that means nothing to you, but I'm just saying you're going to get so much screen time later. Can you just please
just do something right now other than argue or watch a screen.
Draw a picture and use both sides of the paper for the love of God. I feel like we do that every day in the summer.
Every day in the summer. Mostly what
it is.
It's like,
you're going to get time on this.
Yeah.
I love you and I'm going to be burnt. We're all going to be hot and burnt out of each other. Nobody's going to want to talk to each other later. Let's not blow our screen time now.
Well, our summer's already been filled with like, now my daughter had ear tubes put in.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is all within the first 2 weeks of summer. It's like traveling, ear tube surgery. My son goes through his orthodontist appointment. They're like, yeah, he needs braces again. You know why he needs braces again?
When he got braces when he was 2 or whatever, that didn't take.
Yeah, here's the thing. Put an expander in his mouth to make room for his teeth to come down.
Yeah.
Which they do in such succession.
Open that drawbridge.
That he's 9. He's lost 17 of his, I believe, 20 youth teeth. 17 teeth.
We're not calling them baby teeth anymore?
What's that?
We're not calling them baby teeth anymore?
When I say youth teeth?
Youth teeth.
Well, they call them adult teeth when you get them. I don't know. But they are baby teeth.
Yeah, just figure the ones you get when you're a baby.
Sure.
And then the ones you have
and
when you're
you
an adult.
And then you fast forward into adulthood. This kind of seems unfair. Wish you'd have a middle set. Kind of like a, you know, like a middle school.
Like a hockey set.
Yeah, you know, like high school, college. Just before you enter into like your profession.
Mm.
You know. All right, let's try a bigger set now.
You just wanted youth set to be a thing. Is what it sounds like.
I'm struggling to find a way to ask for it.
So you're saying they put an expander in your son's mouth and then all the teeth came out like it was Black Friday at Best Buy.
Yeah. And then fell out of his face and they were like, great, you should have a retainer. And then he lost more teeth and then more teeth. And then like when the adult ones came in, now he's losing other teeth and like those spaces fill in so quickly because the adult teeth are like, oh, some room to breathe. Mm-hmm. And they all squeeze in there. They're like, we got to get. Because, like, he's had a gap in where his, like, ones next to his fangs, whatever those are called. Yeah, exactly. I believe it's number 6 and 8.
Hold on.
I probably wouldn't even be anywhere near
this. This is 23.
Yeah. 23 and me.
You might be right.
He's gone through a whole generational experience in his mouth. So now that they, like, crowd in so the adult teeth can't come in. There's been gaps in his teeth for like 6 months because they like will not come down. Because everyone's like filling in the gaps again. And they're like, oh, we got to make more room again for this kid's. He just goes through teeth like he's going through.
Yeah, your son.
Insert example here.
Great. Guys, write in.
I was going to say going through socks.
But choose your own adventure on this podcast.
I go through a lot of socks.
It's funny. Your son and my daughter are a true tortoise and the hare when it comes to teeth. My daughter's lost, I don't know. I want to say under five. I don't remember.
Five teeth.
Maybe more. But like not a lot.
It's like a year older than her.
Here's the crazy thing. Every time I go to the dentist, because I know some kids get their teeth pulled.
Yeah.
And they get, you know, whatever. Like they get expanders.
Yeah, that too.
Expanders, teeth pulled, all that stuff. Every time I go to the dentist, I'm like, give me the bad news. And they go, it's fine. And I was like, she's been missing a front tooth for all of second grade. And they're like, she's fine.
Yeah. No, he's definitely lost them faster than normal. Yeah. I mean, and I know that not only because of like talking to the dentist, but like the look on like, you know, the other parents around us faces when we see how many teeth he's lost. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah. So he's kind of going
he sneezes a lot.
Yeah. He sneezes them and loses them.
We have to find them, which is awful.
So yeah, my daughter lost her first tooth. She's going to be six in a month. She lost her first tooth like 3 weeks ago.
He was on like a baker's dozen at that point.
It's like, it's just crazy, man. Like, can't we just, that's what I'm saying. Camp. Please bring camp to me.
No, you bring them to camp.
Yeah.
Bring them to camp.
Yeah, but wouldn't you love it if they just came and got the kids? You can just wave from your front porch with their coffee. All right, have a good day.
Yeah. We were walking distance to my daughter's school, and they started really pushing this school bus initiative, and I really wanted to sign her up. Just to see if I got a phone call. Not because I was actually going to do it. But I wanted to see if like, hey, I just wanted to, hey, we're just mapping the route and we just wanted to make sure this is your address and you want
said
us
you want
to,
us
go
to use,
school.
Said you want us to use them.
I don't like using that crosswalk.
Yeah.
It's dangerous.
Makes me nervous. Yeah. I'd rather it be in a steel cage.
Yeah.
So what time should we be expected to be picked up?
Can we do one of those Amazon drone deliveries? Can you pick her up one of those?
Just put a coat hanger in her shirt and it comes in and like grabs her and
have a good day.
Oh, yeah. Your lunch.
I feel like it's a pretty good place to leave it.
We could just stop.
Could just.
Yeah. I'm tired. You're tired?
Yeah, but I've been tired since 2016.
Bingo. Let's press on. It's time for the dumb dad moments.
Time for the dumb dad moments. Let's play that jingle. Oh, that's right. We still have no rights.
I don't even care. Just insert one. There's plenty of like, this is free. Just put your email address here.
Uh-oh. Put your social security number. Uh-oh.
Verdue, help us. We need a jingle. You want to go first?
Oh, sure. I can go first.
I felt like I sprung that on you. I'm ready to go if you're not ready.
My dumb dad moment is brought to you by too high of expectations.
Okay.
Okay. So we went to Legoland this past weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Very fun. Very fun.
I've been excited to talk about this because Legoland's pretty awesome.
Legoland's awesome. Great place. And we went Sunday. We got there right at park opening, which is a pretty good move. Mm-hmm. Get there right at park opening. It's like a 2-hour drive for us. We got there right at opening. Come on. Nailed
it. It's not bad.
And we stayed overnight at the Lego Castle Hotel, new hotel.
I've walked through the lobby. That's as far as I've gone. But it looked awesome.
Of the castle?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It was so fun. We had to do... There's a treasure chest in their room. They had to do a little scavenger hunt in the whole hotel
to open it,
to get the numbers, to open the chest, to get the treasure.
And this is just like standard in their rooms?
Yeah.
Whoa.
It was cool. It's Legos. Spoiler alert. It was a really old Apple.
It was Lincoln Logs. These toys helped inspire Lego. We build a fire with these?
So it was really fun. We had a good time. And I thought my dumb dad moment was going to be that we brought my daughter to Legoland, I think around the time she was my son's age that he is now.
Yeah. When it was like way more for you.
I mean, it's still way more for me. We'll get to that. We'll get to it.
Sorry.
So my daughter, I remember she went on a roller coaster and it didn't freak her out when she was young.
At Disney World.
No, at Legoland.
Oh, okay.
We've only gone twice. And the first time we went, took my daughter on a roller coaster, thought, you know, it freaked her out a little bit. She didn't like get upset and cry, but she was just kind of like, let's not do that again. And
what a wonderful one-time experience.
Yeah. Wow.
Let's go get a
corn dog. I can say I did it.
Well, my bucket list is almost completed.
Yeah. Thank you for that. So this time we went, and my daughter, she went on some, I asked her to go on roller coasters. She was a little hesitant. She doesn't remember that bad experience.
Yeah.
But then I had to remind her, hey, remember when we went to Disney? You went on this roller coaster. You liked it. She's like, you're right. Let's do it. So she got all excited. Then we went on a roller coaster. She loved it. I was like, let's go.
Great.
So now we're going to do roller coasters. Me and her. Let's do it. And then we get to another roller coaster, and my son goes, I want to go. And it's like, this is one of those moments as a parent where it's like, I guess this is going to maybe be a dumb dad moment, but you have to just wait and see. Like, you got to let it be a dumb dad moment or not, because
yeah, I mean, some kids
they want to do it. Okay. He's more than tall enough to, he's past the bar by a couple inches.
Sure.
It's like, he wants to do it. You don't want to.
He might not like it.
You shouldn't say anything. Like, you shouldn't go, are you like, the wrong thing to do is go, are you sure, buddy? Because.
Yeah. Inset fear flag yeah, number one.
It's
yeah.
very fast.
That's also, I will say, it's easy to do that on like accident, probably.
Yes. Yeah. That's
because
what I mean.
You're already living the experience through them. Like, when you answer that question, you're firing on so many cylinders. Like,
yeah.
While you're walking up, well, he shouldn't do this. You think he doesn't want to be doing
exactly. It. So you just kind of go, you do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go on.
Because I was actually thinking that. Maybe not doing it.
Let's go on that ride.
Yeah.
And she's in there like, okay. So just he and I went on, which was good. My daughter hung back with my wife. They went and did some other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was glad because I was like, all right, I'll be able to give him all my attention. Let's see how this dumb dad moment pans out. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. thinking about it the whole time. Like, this is going to be a dumb dad moment. It's yeah. going to be funny. He's going to be very upset.
Podcast content already captured, basically.
And we're gonna get off the roller coaster. He's gonna be bawling. I'm gonna be holding him. His head's gonna be buried in my neck. I'm gonna see all the parents looking at me, mm-hmm. and I'm gonna make one of those comments that you make when you're like embarrassed, when you're just like, I don't think he liked it. Stop looking at me. That all us parents do. We're all guilty of it when we're just like our kids
having a tough day.
When our kids' behavior draws the attention of strangers.
Yeah.
It's annoying. You don't know who to be annoyed at though. The kids, the adults, all of it. That you're a parent. Doesn't matter. Let's move on. So we get on the roller coaster and he's very excited the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it was a perfect roller coaster because it started off insanely slow. It was actually went through a castle and you saw all these characters that were all made of Lego doing stuff. And I was like, oh, this is fun. Somebody talking him through it. And then you take off and you go fast. And he was laughing and screaming, happy the whole time. And I was like, all right, I think we're good. I think we're good. And then the ride ends. He had such a good time. Like, beyond my expectations.
Yeah.
Had such a good time that... And this was such a grown-up response that he gave for being my little dude.
Yeah.
We get off and I was like, so did you like it? Was it fun? He goes, that was so much fun. The only part that wasn't fun was when the side of my head slammed into the roller coaster. But other than that, I loved it. And I was like, wow. Like, you didn't even cry at that? Because, like, you know how that would freak some kids out?
Why weren't you holding him?
Holding him? He's in his seat. I'm not going to wrap my arms around him.
Oh, I mean like individual little seats.
Yeah,
I'm imagining you sitting in like a, you know, pull the bar down for everyone. He was in like a little individual seat.
Yeah, we were in an individual
seat. Oh, man.
Seats. Sitting next to me still.
Yeah, but you can't. I know what you're saying. It's hard to like lean over and see somebody. You're usually yeah. strapped into those things pretty well.
But he had bonked his head and he didn't even care. He had such a good time. So here's what was my dumb yeah. bad moment.
Other than the concussion, I don't think. It was great.
He threw up. I thought it was the nausea. But maybe it was a concussion. Either way, he didn't sleep for a long time anyway. And then he really slept.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
So here was the thing that was my dumb dad moment. Doing the research, my wife informed me that there are envelopes. Used to be gold. Now they're like teal.
Okay.
Hidden throughout the park.
What is in these envelopes?
It's usually just like some kind of upgrade.
It's a sticker, isn't it?
No, it is a good thing that you can only bring
get these stickers
to the
here in these envelopes.
Also, some of the people that work there, it's a random person, has a Mr. Gold on them, or something called a space baby. And it's given to a random employee at a random time, either right at opening, when somebody's coming back from break, towards the end of the day, doesn't matter. So you just got to ask employees, do you have Mr. Gold or space baby? Mm-hmm. And when I heard that, I was like, whoa, it was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And I maybe hyped my kids too much up about it. It was one of those things where it was a fun dad thing to do where I was like, every time I saw an employee, I said to my daughter, go ask them. Yeah. And she was like, yeah. And she like booked it. And she would ask every single person.
Yeah.
Do you have Mr. Gold? And they were like, no, but keep asking. Like they were clearly instructed to do that.
Yeah.
And then there were some people that would give you a little information. Like one person was like, no, but the last time I got it was at 3 p.m. So it's not too late. And we're like, oh, let's keep it going. I don't know how many of these they give out. Is it a one in like a million?
I don't even know what you're talking about. What are they giving you when they say yes?
So we don't know. We didn't get it. And it's one of those things you got to turn it in and then you get like an upgrade of some kind. Whether it's like the next time you come back, you get
a free 16-ounce soda.
Free state. No, it's supposed to be a pretty decent, but it's not insane.
I know.
It's like in between there. It's about the adventure is what it's about.
Yeah.
It's about the thrill of it.
Uh-huh.
My daughter
and managing your child's disappointment when they ultimately realize.
My daughter understood
what a waste
this.
Of time.
My daughter understood that. She was very excited. She was asking every single person.
Yeah.
She was running up to everybody. She was her and I were both looking everywhere, which was frustrating cuz we looked at a lot of TikToks and we didn't see anybody like posting them finding it. So I didn't know
the envelope
because it's like, where are they going to hide them?
You were trying to go to her.
Because my wife posted a story of me looking for them and somebody was just like, look, he's not even trying that hard. Have him look up. And I was like, I'm 6'3". They're not hiding the envelopes.
Have him look up.
Taller than me at a children's
for
amusement
children to
park.
Find. Yeah.
So, but at the same time,
it's up there, Father. Can you reach it?
At the same time, it's like, where are they hiding this thing? Anyway, my daughter understood that this, and I did this for 2 days. I did this for
your competitive drive.
It's just the fun, the thrill of it. What if, you know, it was my lottery ticket.
Yeah, every single pack of baseball cards you open might have like an autographed jersey piece in there. It doesn't.
But that's why you keep buying them.
That's why you keep buying them.
And I was,
you win, Upper Deck.
And I was buying them every time I saw an employee. Go ask them.
Yeah.
Anyway, we leave the park. And it was just like, after 2 days there, did you guys have fun? We went to the water park, too.
I've heard that's a must.
It's great. It is a must. Yeah. And the kids had a great time. And my son goes, yeah. He goes, but we're the worst. And I went, why are we the worst? What do you mean we're the worst? Who's the worst? And he's like, all of us. We're all the worst. And I was like, what does that mean? He goes, we never found anything. We didn't find any envelopes or Mr. Gold. And I was like, yeah, that's on me.
He boils the whole experience down to that.
That's every kid, though. Isn't that every kid?
I think that's what you're hoping.
Does your kids not do that? They don't have the one thing?
No.
You have a whole day at the amusement park, great, and they knock over an ice cream, and they go, today sucks.
That's not your kid. Your kid was like, today was great. I broke my arm, but I'm having a great time.
Well, we're talking about my son right now.
So no, the answer is no. Not every kid is like that. Because your kids aren't like that.
My daughter's perfect. Moving on.
Which is your perfect of that moment.
Except for a broken arm. She's perfect.
Perfect. Yeah, let's move on to my mistake. It was just a culmination of my dumb dad moment this week is brought to you by traveling.
Okay.
And all that encompasses traveling with your kids. Mm-hmm. We had a great trip. We were gone for just about a week up with my mom and dad. They had spent a great time with grandma and grandpa. We did all kinds of stuff. We went horseback riding one day. Mm-hmm. I played golf with my dad. That was fantastic. My mom had set up art projects and stuff for the kids to do. It was a great trip. Mm-hmm. This time specifically, I believe, unless I'm misremembering, but it was it really just felt like this time was the first time we're traveling, no car seats. Mm-hmm. And that was this is amazing. Yeah. I got a backpack. You got a backpack. Everyone's pushing their own suitcase around. The only extra thing I have is my clubs, which of course I'm I want to take these. So it's not cumbersome to take them. I want them here.
Yeah.
Nothing else here that we don't want to have with us.
Right. Yeah. That's great. Nice. That's very nice.
And so I was already into the trip. That was when we're leaving, I'm mm-hmm. this is great, man. Go see family, just spend some quality time. And by the time we're on the way home, it's just let's just get home. It always happens, no matter how great and everything was, when you're on your way home, it's it takes twice as long to get home. That's how it feels emotionally. It just feels it takes twice as long to get there. Because you're not excited for the, you're not anticipating the trip. You're now we got to go home and unpack all of our stuff and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, you're going in and you're, because when you go somewhere, you're let me put my stuff down. Let me go say hello. Oh, is this new? How fun. It's all discovery. It's reactions.
Yeah.
You come home, you just kind of dump your and you're laundry can wait.
Yeah.
Are we going to get in a bath? Probably not.
We should have because I did next day. We got home at 10:30. Mm-hmm. Put the kids down immediately. My daughter had her ear tube surgery the next morning. She needed to be at the hospital at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Good scheduling.
She can't. Well, there's only so many windows you get when it comes to stuff like that. They're she has to fast. She can't even drink water. She comes into our bedroom at 11:15. Sorry, this is a massive tangent. I apologize. She comes into our bedroom at 11:15. It's hot. It was one of the third day in a row. It was 100 degrees. It was hot and stuffy in our house after just getting home. Comes into our room. We're like, what's wrong? She's like, I'm really hot. And we're like, well, what else is wrong? She's like, I'm really scared about tomorrow. We're like, all right, come sleep in our bed.
Mm-hmm.
Which she slept. We got kicked and punched and hair pulled. She's talking the whole time. Horrible night's sleep.
Mm-hmm. Those are the worst.
Sometimes you're anticipating I just got to get home. This is what I'm thinking too on the airplane. Got to make it home, get our bags in the car, drive home, put the kids to bed, and then you can lay down and go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be nice. Just get to that moment.
Just get there.
To that moment. Just get there, right?
Love it.
We're on the flight. I'm sitting next to my son, doing a good job. We're playing on the Switch together, playing a new Lego Marvel game that he likes. Mm-hmm. And they bring our little food trays by. We're having a good time. And out of one of the things comes a little piece of chocolate that's in with the meat and cheese plate thing, right? It's just twisted on both ends. So put that in my pocket. And then we're playing and playing, whatever. And we go, and then we go to land. And as we're landing, I'm looking at my phone. And I'm what the hell is all over my phone? Something was all over my phone screen out of nowhere. This weird, sort of slimy, but it's the lights are off because we're landing now.
Yeah.
So I'm what the hell is this? And I look on the back, and as I look on the back, the airplane light shows whatever it is all over the back of my hand. And I was what the hell is going on? And I look at my hand. I smell my hand. It's chocolate. It's all over my hand. It's all over the back of my other hand. It's all over my shirt. I'm like,
why?
What is it? It's like from my pocket.
But
I handed him a Jolly Rancher that my wife gave me for when the ears pop. The kids like have them like suck on something or whatever for like their ears. So I handed him that as we were like landing. But apparently the chocolate had melted into like a mess. And all I did was place it in my pocket.
Why are you putting chocolates in your pocket?
It was like nowhere to, I don't know.
When did you become a grandpa?
I was going to say there's nowhere to put it.
In your pocket.
I was going to say there's nowhere to put it, but I probably just like, I remember there's a Jolly Rancher in there. So I probably just thought like, I'll put that in there with that. I was like going to eat my, you know, I unlike do the packaging.
Yeah.
That was there. I'm like, well, I'm not going to eat this right now. So I just put it in my pocket. Like that's like, how innocent is that? I put it in my pocket.
It's already stored somewhere. You moved it. Yeah. It's already in a location.
Yeah. And somehow another, it's like on my pants. It's like chocolate all over me. My hands are sticky. Like I can't get up. So I'm just like sitting there until we land, like chocolate everywhere. So annoyed. And so I'm just like, now I'm just like doing the thing I tell my son not to. I was like, why, trying to wipe my hands off on my pants. I mean, it's already inside my. So it was just like, dude.
And this is the way home. This is on like, the way back.
We haven't even got to our car yet.
This is the way back.
This is the way back. Yeah. We were like, we landed and got to the car. And then I got to that moment and lay down and was like quietly falling asleep when my daughter came in. She's like, I'm scared about tomorrow. We're like, okay, come over and lay down on our bed.
And you realize you were still wearing those pants. Now the sheets are covered in chocolate.
Yeah. You got to do the sheets now. It's a whole mess. So that was like, welcome back home. Welcome home.
Oh, man.
Welcome back to the chaos.
That's tough. That's not fun.
Because all I did was put it in my pocket, you know? Like, how am I supposed to know? Sometimes you do stuff and you're, you know, like a stupid dad thing and you're like, I don't know if this is going to be great later. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of know, like, how could you possibly get penalized for that?
I mean, I'm here to support you.
It's wrapped.
But I'm always wary of putting any chocolate in my pocket. Just in general. I think I've been that way for a while.
Here's my other defense, okay? I had a t-shirt on, and this is like a flannel.
Okay.
So it's, again, it's what I'm saying is like it's away from my body, right? Uh-huh. And I agree. I wouldn't have taken this chocolate and like shoved it in my pants pocket because it could get smashed and melt. But this thing was just like sitting in my shirt pocket.
But it's amazing I got all of you like a dog that like stepped in... And then just tracked it through the house.
Tracked it
like
all
you just got
layer.
It all
it's
over
like,
your
oh God,
body
look,
before
on the
you
thing.
Realized it.
It's an oh, she went in the kitchen. Oh, how did it get on the curtain? Yeah, no, just put it in my pocket, thinking like, oh, I'll just set this here for now. What a stupid thing to do.
It apparently was. Apparently, it was a dumb thing to do. It was a dumb dad thing to do. Well, we're happy. Well, I mean, you had laundry to do anyway.
We had laundry to do. We tried our best to like. Do you do this when you travel? Do you try to do as much laundry? Like when you go to your mom and dad's, do you do like your laundry before you come home?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you just like shove it all in your suitcases?
We do the laundry before we come home.
Yeah. It's nice.
And then you have
try
like,
to get your house.
Then you have like one small pocket that's got some dirty stuff in it.
Yeah.
But then everything else you can just shove in there. And then you get home. It's like folded and put it away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I think it's a smart move. Yeah. Same thing with cleaning your house. If you can get it done, give your house a little clean before you leave. Make your bed. And clean your house a little bit before you leave on vacation. You come back, it's like, oh, look at this nice clean house.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted. I have chocolate all over me.
They didn't like me doing the laundry at Legoland. Apparently, it's for employees only.
It's not my fault they left their employee card. Kept swiping that thing. Beep. Free laundry.
That's what's in the envelope. It's access to the laundry room. Access to the Legoland laundry room. You can do your own laundry before you go home.
We bought a condo. Really? Well, more of a long-term stay at the Legoland hotel because we got free laundry.
It's a timeshare.
It's free laundry.
It's a timeshare.
It's 2 hours. We go do our month worth of laundry. Come back.
It's a wild room, but it's it's laundry. Oh, that is a good place to leave.
How about
it.
That?
You clean up well.
Thank you. Thank you. I got a haircut and my de-chocolatized.
Yep. White shirt today. Look at how brave you are.
Well, I brought no candy with me.
Yeah.
So I'll go home and take this crippling.
That you know of.
That I know of, yeah. Maybe I put some somewhere else and it's going to be all over me by the... Who knows?
Well, if you guys have some moments where you got a little too overexcited at the theme park or you just...
Love that so much.
Saved a meltable treat on you. I don't know how to relate that to everyday life. You guys can email us dumbdadbod@gmail.com, or you can DM us. We are at the Dumb Dads at Instagram, TikTok, Threads, X Twitter, X
YouTube, where you're watching this. Thank you for watching this.
Full episodes of this are on YouTube. Rate and review this podcast. We'll read yours on the podcast live. Thanks to Everdo on SoundCloud for the music to this podcast. And thanks, as always, to my incredible wife, Annie, for editing this podcast. Evan, do you have something to take us out?
I have a joke for you, but I will say this in your defense. You know, bring a guy with his family, okay, to a place that no matter your age, don't tell me this is not in part of their mission statement. No matter your age, you can feel like a kid here. And then you get penalized for acting like a kid.
Didn't mean me at Legoland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You deserve to find the envelopes too.
Yeah. I mean, if I had seen it and I grabbed it at the same time, like a kid was walking towards it, that's a tough
moment. See if anybody's looking, I'd shove him out of the way is what you're saying.
No, if he got to it first, I'd been fine, but I would have grabbed it and pretended I didn't see him and turned to my kid and go, here, take this, and throw it in the air.
This reminds me quickly of this conversation we had. We went to a minor league baseball game while we were home.
Kind of what I'm referencing is Everett, like a parent catching a foul ball.
Yeah, we saw this guy go after a foul ball in our section, like, aggressively. This guy was, like, definitely in his 50s, and he was, like, fell over himself over a bleacher when there was, like, a bunch of kids trying to get the ball.
Yeah, no, that's no.
Yeah.
That's a big no-no.
I think it's a big no-no. But still, my buddy was like, I will say this, though. It's like, you know, if you're like 50 years old, you've been going to baseball games your whole life, and you've never caught a foul ball, that's tough. I mean, you want to catch a foul ball.
No, windows close for some people.
The guy almost closed the window on these kids' fingers. I mean, he didn't get it. The kids got it, luckily, because otherwise it would have been like the whole section's against you, bro.
Yeah.
I got a joke for you. Ready?
Yeah.
How do pilots know when it's time to retire?
How do pilots know when it's time to retire?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, after all these years, the job just starts to get a little Boeing.
Oh.
Yeah. There's probably a lot more to that joke if we thought about it, but we'll just keep it at that.
The doors really fell off on that one.
Hey-o! Bye!
Okay, bye! Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.